Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Sean Murphy being back on the show. Sean's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the co-founder and CEO of Switch and Shift. He is the author of The Optimistic Workplace, and he's one of the people we turn to help us when we want to put our best foot forward inside our four walls of our business and outside the four walls of our business. He's our good friend, Sean Murphy. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
It's a dream come true for you, isn't it, Sean, being back on the show?
Every time I get that email saying, hey, are you ready to come back? I relive it each day, each moment.
So, okay, Sean, we're hard by to the new year.
Yeah.
And this seems like the time where a lot of my Brain Trust members want to talk about getting ready for the new year, and I like it too. And I start talking about it sometime in December. I've written about it this month already. We'll do some New Year's. We'll do a little bit of New Year's resolutions after the first, and I'll let that go for just a week or so, and then we'll cut that off. But yeah. It is a very stressful time right now, as we are in a period where we're wrapping up 1 year. But meanwhile, we realize we also need to be doing some things to help the new year get off to a good start. And it's tough, isn't it?
Well, it is tough. I mean, we were talking before the show started, just the crazy demands that are on all of us at this time of the year. And then you add to it, oh, yeah, by the way, you really need to have a plan for 2017. It's enough to kind of drive you mad.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do we do? How do we deal with that?
Yeah, so here's what I would suggest. Let's make it simple. As a business owner, you really do need to be thinking about what kind of value are you going to be creating in the new year. And there are three main categories to keep this real simple. One, you know the answer to the question, what kind of value do I want to create in 2017? And by value, what I mean is value for your customers. But then I'd also add, and this probably comes to no surprise, what value are you going to create for your employees? Because it's ultimately the employees who bring to life whatever plans you want to create in the new year. So know the answer to the question, what value am I going to create in 2017? And then you need to start looking at a couple of main categories. Now, obviously, we don't have a whole lot of time. Below each of these categories, there are some subtopics that you'll
before
look at.
Before we get into the subtopics...
Yeah.
I know that it sounds totally intuitive to you, and it probably does to a lot of folks, but when you say value, would you define that a little bit for us?
Yeah, so from a business perspective, ultimately exist to generate a profit, right? But that's really an outcome of the value that we create. So the value is,
it's a result.
How do we make Right. And the bigger the results, the more value you know you're creating. But what I'm talking about is, how do you know, or what do you want to make better in your customers' lives? For us, we are a dime a dozen categorically as consultants at Switch and Shift. But the value we create is helping a leader keep their promise and deliver transformation to their organization fast. That's our value.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know, how do you make your customers' lives easier through the product and or services that you offer? And, you know, it's an iterative process. It's not like you get it figured out and then you're done and rest on your laurels. You really need to be clear on what's changing in the market, how are my customer needs changing, and then of course, from the employee perspective, what skills do my employees need to be able to deliver that value
Well, but they're also customers themselves, aren't they? So part of the value is, are we in the environment? Are we setting the stage for them to feel that they've been successful in the precious time that they allot to us in their out of their life, right? We have to, how do we measure value for employees? For customers, it's whatever their expectations are, right? Are we delivering on those expectations? If they're business customers, are we helping them help their customers? That's the way I think of value. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're speaking my language. I think, you know, there is a one-sided perspective, and that is just that perspective of the customer, and that mm-hmm. is everything is driven towards customer value.
Folks, this is really, hold on to that thought, Sean. This is really, folks, this value thing that Sean's onto here is really a big deal. I hope you'll think about that more and more. We're going to break it down a little bit more and talk about more of the components of value for the new year right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.